Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA, and where we call home,
happiness ain't out of reach.
North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota.
Hard work pays off the wage.
There is no denying that there is a spike in crime, especially in Fargo. You see a lot of it in Grand Forks as well. And I'm wondering whether that concerns you, whether you worry about that. Just talked to the chief of police of Fargo, and his, I don't know, sales pitch, I guess I'd call this, Kev. Sales pitch. I'm not trying to denigrate what I'm saying. I'm just saying his explanation, I guess, for the reason that people have less of a reason to worry is that the crime that is happening here is crime among people that know each other.
Well, this one was.
Right, but there's not a lot of random...
Well, Jupiter Paulson, the food truck. I mean, there's enough random food. It does happen, and it happens here.
But my question to
it's happening everywhere.
Is to, first of all, are you worried about crime? Second of all, what do you make of the argument that most of the bad stuff that happens is among people that know each other? Not like people, you walk down the street and somebody pulls out a gun and boom. Which happens in New York City. How many times a day? San Francisco?
Yeah.
Minneapolis?
More than we care to admit.
So I'd like your take on that today. 701-271-1100. Toll free at 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. Or you can text and answer to 701-237-1590. 237-1590. Listener says, this shooting sounds just like when WCCO-TV, Minneapolis television station, CBS affiliate down there, when WCCO-TV reports a gang shooting. St. Paul police talk the same way the police chief is talking, in circles. Lots of people were there, no one is talking, asking public for help. Not sure what the listener is suggesting there. Maybe it's that we don't want to call a spade a spade. If it's gang shooting, call it a gang shooting. Not sure. But welcome the opinion. And others with you, texting 237-1590 or calling 271-1100. Do you worry about crime? And do you worry less knowing the majority of crimes that happen here, the significant crimes, are between people that are known to each other?
But
if you're a victim of that crime, you don't care any less.
What concerns me is just the blatant disregard for any laws anymore. I mean, these gangs of shoplifters, people are just walking in, carrying out TVs in these cities. You know,
not here.
No, but it's coming. And, you know, the police chief used the term gun violence. I mean, I've certainly had enough of that term, too, but, you know, how about just violence? Was it knife violence in Idaho? You know, let's just stop with that term and get to, you know, who's doing all the shooting? And who are they shooting? Not just here. You know, where is this happening? And, you know, ask Candace Owens about this. I'll refer to her. I'll defer to her. You know, when you talk about, you know, these types of crime, this type of, you know, black on black, is that which how she refers to it? And I'll just defer to her. Check her book out.
Yes. All right. 271-1100 ringing now. We'll grab that line. And texter says the following. I texted you about Charlie Kirk yesterday. This is the ad that is flooding my Facebook account. Not sure what that has to do with Charlie Kirk. But it's an ad for Rob Carson, which you can listen to on AM 1100, The Flag Evenings. It's actually paid for by Newsmax. He is a Newsmax talent. So.
Just do they put a time on there when he's on The Flag?
I don't see a time. Oh, I don't see a time.
Yes.
Randy in Fargo. What's on your mind? Go ahead, Randy.
Good morning, Scott. I think this police chief is trying to just fluff it all over, and he won't call a gang shooting a gang shooting. Because what he says doesn't make any sense. That, you know, they're looking to have an arrest coming, but they have no suspects. Well, how does that work?
Well, I guess history suggests that they will succeed, but doesn't mean you're going to do it every time. I took it that he was saying they've had success in the past and are investigating this and hope to have this one solved as well. Not necessarily that they're going to. I don't know. Do we know it's gang violence?
The rumors that are going out there, and just because they knew each other and stuff, yeah, and given that neighborhood, I would say it'd probably be 90% going that way, that it was gang violence, but he doesn't want to tread there because he doesn't want people to think we have gangs in our town, and we all know we do.
Yeah, although we've had the chief on regularly on the program, and he's talked about gang violence and concerns with gangs, so I don't know that they're trying to keep that a secret necessarily, Randy.
But I don't think he's being completely honest with the people either. You know, and then could you look into how they classify the shootings now? Because I've heard different things about how they classify shootings in Fargo now, that if it's a shooting, as we would call it, he calls it a firearm discharge. You know, to me, you're just mincing words and, you know, just giving it a different name doesn't change the fact that there was a shooting.
Did he call it a firearm discharge?
Or something that to that effect.
No, he was talking about calls for service. You know, he gets a lot of a discharge of a firearm where they're just shooting it in the air or whatever. Yeah, no, he did say gun violence or this shooting. No, but he said firearm discharge is just someone shooting in the air. They get calls for that, too. That's what he was talking about.
Well, it just seems to me that they kind of try to change the definitions to make it not look so bad.
Oh, of course.
That's the PC,
it's the narrative,
that's
yeah.
The PC world in which we live.
Exactly.
Yeah. Does it worry you?
Do you
more today than it did a month ago, a year ago, 5 years ago, et cetera?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot more.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that call, Randy. Thanks a bunch. Jay Thomas is in here. Hi, Jay.
Hey, yeah, this whole shooting thing that Randy just talked about, yeah, I dug that up a few weeks ago. I had no idea when there was the shooting down on Main Avenue outside Rumbus Guys. And I'm like, you know, then they came out with the stats. I'm like, well, these stats don't make any sense. So I did a little digging. So, and this was February of last year. It wasn't too long after the chief got here. So here's how they classify And I've said, really? So if I don't die, it's shots fired. Somebody gets hit with a bullet, don't die, that shot's fired. Shooting is when you die. What the hell's the difference? So if I don't die, I don't count?
Is that right? So the shooting stat is a fatality.
Mm-hmm. Shots fired is shots fired. Somebody got hit, didn't die.
That could be a fatality, in my mind.
Mm, exactly.
Under a shooting.
Exactly.
Let's call it what it is. So this is a little happy talk on the stats, basically?
Mm-hmm.
Clearly.
Exactly what it is.
Clearly, yes.
Exactly.
The shooting's a shooting is shooting.
Look.
Shooting resulting in death, there you go.
That's a fatality.
Yeah.
That's a fatality.
Yeah.
Fatal shooting.
We have a problem. We have a problem.
All right, man.
The violence in this town is getting more violent. And something needs to be done. I don't know what the answer is, but they better figure it out.
Do you worry about it? And do you take any solace to the fact the vast majority of this crime is someone knows someone? Or is that not much comfort? Tell me, 271-1100.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Harvest is here, and that means we all need to be careful. Hello, this is Bethany Rentz with Irie Insurance. We want to make sure everyone up and down the valley has a safe and successful harvest. Take extra special care in your travels. Slow-moving combines, mud-covered roads, and debris are just a few things during harvest that can be dangerous. So take your time, watch your surroundings, and most of all, be patient and slow down. For more harvest safety tips, go to IrieIns.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Forget about Black Friday this holiday season. This November at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, we are giving you the wellness deal of a lifetime. Purchase any Hot Spring hot tub this November, and we will give you a Finleo traditional or infrared sauna free. That's a $7,000 value. You heard right, a free Finleo sauna. Your choice. Now you can receive the best wellness benefits of the hot tub and the sauna together in the ultimate everyday made better holiday wellness package. Financing is available. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is the Freedom Matters USA Studios. I'm Scott Hinnom. Crime concern you? More today than it maybe did a year ago, as an example? Or do you take comfort in the fact that the crime that is happening and increasing is between people who know each other? Therefore, you have less to worry about individually. Text me 237-1590, 237-1590. Call us 701-271-1100. Toll free 855-200-1776. Brought to you by PetroServe USA. Home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Tuesday lunch specials, spaghetti with garlic bread. Can't go wrong with that. Spaghetti with garlic bread. What a deal. That's in Harwood. Swedish meatballs or chicken tenders, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. 12th Avenue and I-29, tater tot hot dish. That's what I'm talking about. Got tater tot hot dish in NP Avenue, too, and in Glendon, and pulled pork on 45th. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Let's go to Joan in West Fargo. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Hello, Joan.
Hello. Crime does concern me, no matter if it's people knowing each other or not, because you can be next in line at the grocery store with somebody who knows each other and be an innocent victim in the way of it, whether it's stabbing, shooting, whatnot. You can be out on the street. Your child can be in the parking lot. You can be, you can just be in the wrong place at the wrong time, whether it's somebody who knows each other or not. So it is, but I just don't like the way they try to be so sneaky about the way they word stuff and cover it up. Just be honest with us. We're all adults. We're not dumb, and we know and see what's happening. We just want something done and help to be have it taken care of.
Brilliantly said.
Yeah, what's an example of covering it up and not being honest?
Well, I guess maybe I'm not choosing the right words, but it just seems even like downtown when there's going to be, you know what Broadway is like on a daily and nightly basis with the goings-on and the things that are allowed to keep taking place down there. And if they would just, you know, allow the police officers to patrol and do what they need to do. And a lot of times they're just a deterrent. Even with, take for instance, this isn't a crime, or I mean, this isn't a stabbing or a shooting, but like the red light runners, have you been on the streets at all where you got to wait for several seconds before you even dare go because somebody's going through, they don't even make an attempt to stop. It has gotten so bad in West Fargo and Fargo that I can't believe there's not more people killed right in our city limits. There's no deterrent. They're not afraid of it. They don't stop. They don't pause. They don't anything. It's just terrible. And then there's nobody out there. If you see a police officer driving around, you can just tell the whole change. People are hiding their cell phones and they're slowing down and they're keeping their distance from one another. It's kind of a, you know, we need to be more proactive rather than reactive after something happens. That's what I mean, I guess.
Sure. Good comments. Appreciate your call. Thank you very much. 271-1100, 855-200-1776. Or text us at 237-1590. James and Cavalier, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, James.
Good morning. The idea that these are just two people that knew each other and there's nothing to worry about. Well, what about if you're standing next to that guy in the store and he's the guy that pulled the trigger? I guess there's nothing to worry about. You know, you're standing next to a murderer. You know, as long as you don't introduce yourself to him. You know, so then if he knows you, then what? It doesn't make any sense what that officer said. Another thing, what we need to do is bring back hard labor. When these people get in trouble, they sit in a jail cell. No, you put them out, you put them to work, you exhaust them. Just like hardworking people do every day, when they go out and exhaust themselves working hard, they don't have time or the energy to go out and commit crimes and everything else. You know, back in the day when they had chain gangs, those people, after they spent their term, they said, there's no way I'm going back to that chain gang. I'm going to stay on the straight and narrow.
Great point.
So not enough tough love left in the prison system.
No,
saying.
None at all.
Yeah.
Our society is to blame for what we are dealing with now.
No question.
Fair point.
All right. Thank you, guys.
James, thank you for the call. Appreciate it very much. Let's see who's next here. Gene, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Say, last night, Burley County Commission had a county commissioner meeting, and it was broadcast live on Beck News. Okay, Beck News will carry that. I don't think it's posted yet, but we couldn't find it. But they had quite a discussion on CO2 pipeline. You look on Beck News, they'll post it. The Burley County Commissioner meeting of last night. Thank you, Scott.
Did you watch it, Gene?
Yes, we watched it. Some very good information out of the Burley County Commissioners.
So it's just informative more than anything.
Yes, very informative. People that really knew what they were talking about.
Citizens speaking before the commission? Or experts that
citizens
were called on?
Citizens and experts, expert surveyors. Surveyors from Burley County explaining the easements and all of that. I advise people to get on Beck News and look at that whole Burley County Commission meeting.
Appreciate the call, Gene.
I don't know if it's posted yet. You say, hey, I appreciate you taking my call, Scott.
No problem. Take care. You bet. Beck is a good resource, that's for sure. I'll be blunt, says this texter. I know you won't read this on the air because you're chicken. Challenging my manhood now, Kev. We don't have a crime problem in this nation, says this listener. We have a black crime problem. I think the statistics would bear that out, that black-on-black crime is a problem, no doubt about it.
Well, and just, what do you mean, chicken, or why wouldn't we call that out? We're not the only, Candace Owens, Larry Elder, Brandon Tatum, we have all sorts of show hosts on these radio stations that call that out, that are people of color that call that out all the time.
Right.
And Larry Elder is the king of those statistics. So I always defer, if anyone wants to call me a racist, I just say, well, what about what they say? What about what Larry Elder says? How do you argue with that?
Yeah.
So that's just not true. I mean, and good for you for calling, yes, and it has to be called out. It's a thing. That's what's going on in Chicago and Baltimore, and it is what it is, but, you know, those communities have to live up to that and fix it. No question.
So, you got your answer on whether or not we'd read the text. Others waiting at 237-1590. That's the text line, 237-1590. Love it when you call 855-200-1776 or 271-1100. More after this.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal judge Monday rejected former White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki's attempt to stop a subpoena and avoid being deposed in a lawsuit alleging the Biden administration conspired with social media companies to suppress factual stories because the content would hurt Democrat candidates, the complaint alleges. Just ahead of Thanksgiving, a delegation of Republicans led by GOP leader Kevin McCarthy will head to El Paso, Texas today to visit the southern border and once again point out how the Biden administration is allowing the invasion of illegal immigrants into the country. And with Title 42 being allowed to go away, the run to the border is expected to exponentially increase to levels never before seen in the United States. President Trump is reportedly not planning to return to Twitter. The news comes despite his account being restored on Saturday. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
My friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons are the link service contractor that provide cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements to building and business owners throughout our region. Hundreds of buildings have an agreement with H.A. Thompson & Son in this region, and they take care of everything. In other words, if there's a big HVAC unit on the roof, they maintain it. If it breaks down, they fix it. If it wears out, they replace it. Gives you that bottom line certainty. HATandSons.com to find out more. Better yet, call them at 701-223-3393 at HAT and Sons. HAT and Sons. HATandSons.com. Tell them Scott sent you to H.A. Thompson and Sons. Coming up later in the program, Brian Kroc, the money man, will be here. Look forward to working through the market, where things are at. And also, Dr. Peter McCullough will be here on the program today, the beginning of next hour, about a half hour away. Did you know that for the final time, as the nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Tony Fauci is going to brief reporters from the White House today? Since he's leaving government at the end of the year. You going to miss him, Kev? I know.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good, good.
So we have McCullough, the White House will be putting Fauci out. Who do you like better than that? Yeah, exactly right.
Don't let the door hit you, Tony.
I wanted to know before I get back to your responses here on the program, did you see what Chuck Foreman said about the Vikings loss on Sunday?
I did.
I think that's
loved
well,
it.
I think it's well said. No need to even review the game tape.
Nope.
Turn your attention to the next opponent. Dallas isn't that great a football team to beat us like that. Guys weren't playing well on all facets of the game, including coaching. Only counts as one loss at the end of the day. Best thing to do is forget and move forward. Don't even look at the tape.
You got the Patriots game Thursday night after you're full of fat, full and happy with turkey.
Yeah.
I only watched us beat the Patriots.
They didn't have a lot of time to look at whoever. You're right.
So yeah, short week.
New England on Thursday, Turkey Day. Okay, let's see here. Let's get back to these texts. The police officer said people know who did the shooting, but they're not talking. In certain communities, switching can get you killed. That's why so many murders in big cities are not solved. Is switching a term for snitching or something?
I don't know. I haven't heard that one.
People who did the shooting are not talking. In certain communities, switching can get you killed.
Oh, snitching, I'm sure, is what they're saying there.
They said switching, but yeah. Another texter, I always knew Donald Trump would run again, and I told people this, because people missed the obvious. Never once when he left office did he discuss the building of his presidential library. You should check out the last minute and a half of yesterday's Glenn Beck show, Why Trump is Running. He told Glenn this off camera. Glenn was taken aback by it and moved. Wake up, America. Your chance to have a non-politician at least fix as much as he can is upon us. There you go, Kev. Wake up.
Oh, hey. How many times do I have to say if he's the nominee, there's no world that I don't vote for him? But we got to go through the process. I don't think he'd run as an independent. I think he would respect the... But then again, who knows? Who knows?
That would be devastating.
Yeah.
Another listener wants us to know, crime will continue to increase as long as our borders are left unchecked. True. As long as we continue to have woke and broken families, dads not being dads, as long as Christ is not front and foremost in our lives. Interesting scenario. And well said, I think. For sure. Someone else said, if you want a great documentary on the JFK murder, watch Everything is a Rich Man's Trick.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
It's 3 hours long, but a total eye-opener.
Okay.
3 hours long. I don't know if I can...
Everything is a Rich Man's Trick?
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. This is the day. November 22nd, 1963.
Who could forget? Yeah, exactly right.
You've been there, haven't you?
I have.
Dallas, yeah. So I just got a weird vibe when we were there the few times we were there. Even driving through there. It's like, oh, man.
The creepiest part is being up in the book depository.
Yeah.
That's really...
Yeah.
And, you know, you're looking out the window and everything else. I mean, the grassy knoll and all that is one thing, but... Listener says, we should take a good look at the last 2 years. Put a picture up with a little information about each person that has committed a major crime in our area. Information like their name, what nationality they are. If they're not from this area, where did they come from? Do they work? And if they do, where? And their arrest records. Maybe a person could put some similarities together and form an opinion of their own. Let's unpack that. What do you think they're saying there? People that are committing crimes are not from here. That's one thing I got out of it.
I don't know any, I would know, you know, clearly not from here. Well, we can unpack a bigger version of that in Minneapolis. You know, the gangs that are running around Minneapolis are Somali. They're not, you know, they're not from Edina. Okay, they're Somali gangs. They're doing all the carjacking, the shoplifting,
okay. The
intimidating. I mean, I've got friends with the Timberwolves, got friends that work with the Vikings, the Viking Radio Network. There's no doubt. And when Minneapolis burned during those riots, Minneapolis didn't burn. Longfellow burned, which is 90% Somali, the whole from Cedar Riverside south. So that's the elephant in the room. And that's whatever nationality or country you come from, you know, this is black on black crime, a lot of it. So, again, I just defer to Larry Elder and Candace Owens for the stats on that, but it has to be talked about and dealt with.
So, the, clip I had set to play started playing early. You agree with the listener?
Yes.
Give you that basic information.
Well, and I agree with Joan when she called in earlier. We're all adults, okay? We all know what's going on. You can't change the wording to change, you know, who's doing what to who. It's a factor.
Another texter, 237-1590, 237-1590. Scott, can you please say the title of the JFK documentary again, please? Here you go. Everything is a rich man's trick. Everything is a rich man's trick. You know, watch that one? Can you sit for 3 hours?
Oh, yeah.
Holiday weekend kind of a...
No, not this weekend.
Binge watch?
I'm going to be deer hunting and making sausage this weekend.
You are?
Yeah, we're in South Dakota.
No time for 3 hours.
Yep. Hopefully in the stand by tomorrow afternoon.
Everything is a Rich Man's Trick is the name of it. There you got it again. Hey, Scott, says a new listener, when Trump was not supported by the Republican Party when running late in 2016, he did threaten to run as an independent, and then they got behind him. I don't remember that. Which could be right. Running as an independent would elect a Democrat. That's the thing we got to remember. Lister says, crime isn't the problem, but liberal politicians and their policies are the problem. Another listener says, crime will continue to increase as long as our borders are left unchecked. Somebody else said that. Very same thing. And we ought to make the connection because there are criminals coming across the border. You agree with that? That the crime problem is related to the border being open? As this listener does? Tell me, I think it's a slam dunk, no brainer. Of course,
it's
it is.
Part of it, I think, the degrading and the demeaning of law enforcement, the backing off of punishment, the no bail, little or no bail, it's a perfect storm for all of this, and nothing's going to slow down anytime soon. Criminals do what criminals do, and they're going to keep doing it.
Another suggestion here. This one, something we would want to read, not watch. Read the lost government documents titled Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. Let's go to Hillsborough. Kathy, you're on What's on Your Mind. Hello, Kathy. How are you?
I'm fine, but I'm wondering, I'm sorry if somebody already mentioned this, but with this situation in Fargo, the police mentioned that these two were known to them. In the arbors, they also mentioned that they knew that there were suspects that were on their watch list that were living in the house. Why aren't these people being arrested, prosecuted, and kept in jail? Why are they continuously being released until something like this happens?
It's a good question.
It seems to me that we don't have a criminal problem. We have a justice problem.
Yeah, I don't
Bingo.
Know. I don't know what their prior offenses are. I asked the police chief that, and he didn't have their file in front of him. But if they are of the variety that should have them in jail and not let out, I'm 100% with you. And we got to watch very carefully.
Even if they're smaller offenses, what happens is we allow them to get away, and then somebody's dead. I mean, there needs to be a progression between a small offense and somebody's murdered. And there doesn't seem to be any enforcement up until somebody's murdered.
You're a wise woman.
I think George Carlin said it best. Want to solve all this problem? Death penalty for jaywalking. There you go.
That might be a little harsh.
For Carlin with that life?
Yeah.
I think it was George Carlin. Death penalty for jaywalking.
Appreciate the
solve
call.
It all. Thanks, Kathy.
From Hillsborough. Kathy, thank you very much. A listener says, on the subject of crime in our country, parenting 101 for your children is what they need to learn from the very beginning of life. Exactly. With 100% accuracy, what will happen if they do such? If our law enforcement would adopt that attitude and the laws would support it, you would know with 100% accuracy. What will happen to you if you do this and make several severe examples of people will see that it does happen if I do this and there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it and our jails would start to empty. We wouldn't be spending money housing them forever and so many of them.
The word you're looking for, I believe, is consequences, which there are none really anymore. Everybody, it's a little time out, and here's your trophy.
Everyone gets one of those trophies,
you
too.
You bet.
Yes,
time out. No consequences. It's okay, kiddo. It's okay. Just don't do it again. Oh, that was not my dad.
Joe Biden talked to a turkey yesterday.
Oh, yay. I'm sure.
He talked to a turkey. Yeah.
And the turkey talked back. That sounds like a song.
Yeah. Well, he invited him to have a conversation. We have that clip when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Hey, it's Scott Hinton. You're so excited to tell you about in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation. There's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget. And their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT right now.
Forget about Black Friday this holiday season. This November at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, we are giving you the wellness deal of a lifetime. Purchase any Hot Spring hot tub this November, and we will give you a Finleo traditional or infrared sauna free. That's a $7,000 value. You heard right, a free Finleo sauna. Your choice. Now you can receive the best wellness benefits of the hot tub and the sauna together in the ultimate everyday made better holiday wellness package. Financing is available. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Mike Pompeo said?
No.
And his speech before, where was it here? I don't remember where it was at, but a number of presidential candidates were there.
Okay.
And he kind of joked about Donald Trump. Like, bring him on. Kind of getting a little feisty in his...
well...
Yeah.
That's going to be the process.
I like Mike.
I love it.
I like Mike Pompeo a lot.
I do, too.
Yeah.
We have a deep bench.
Yeah, he's. But I was really surprised by it. In fact, I should find the audio and play it for you because he's been out there more. And he was with other presidential candidates. Did an interview on Monday and said the head of the American Federation of Teachers Union is the most dangerous person in the world.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not like the president of China, it's not Vladimir Putin, it's the teachers union. I love that angle because he's really, really, really concerned. In fact, interesting story about Mike Pompeo. As he was considering leaving the administration of Donald Trump as Secretary of State, right, doing big, big, big things, he considered running for governor of Kansas, where he's from. And he had some polling done to find out if school choice could win in Kansas. That if he would go back and be governor and advocate for school choice in Kansas, if they had a fighting chance of getting that passed. And evidently the polling suggested no matter what you do, you're not going to get it done. Not going to happen. So so that's why he elected to stay as Secretary of State, not go back to Kansas and run for governor.
Gotcha.
So now him saying that the head of the American Federation of Teachers Union is the most dangerous person in the world tells you that education is still a big issue of his.
I just watched about an hour and a half video on the teachers' unions. That was on Prager. Oh, it's unbelievable. About tenure, things like that.
Yeah.
Here's Pompeo.
Personality and celebrity just aren't going to get it done. We can see that.
Okay. So there you go.
Personality and celebrity just aren't going to get it done. We can see that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what he's saying there is, you know, being a big personality,
yeah,
being a celebrity,
yep,
not enough to be president of the United States. I think he also said Trump won't win.
Well, again, the people will decide that in the primary process, so we'll see.
They shall.
It's way early. Who knows if he'll win or not.
Pompeo goes on to say it's not a close call on who the most dangerous person in the world is. It's the teachers' unions and the filth that they're teaching our kids and the fact that they don't know math and reading or writing. That could be a winning issue for president. For sure. Very interesting. All right, get to a couple of texts here that have been waiting. Everyone hearing this needs to contact their legislator to get on the problem. Quit complaining. Get results. Don't find a fault. Find a remedy. Specific to the crime issue, I assume, since it was a little bit earlier. Texter says, my concern with the uptick in crime across North Dakota is they're being committed, are they being committed by illegals? If not, is it a certain age group? What's the common denominator with the rise in crime? Can you bring more law enforcement from different cities on more often? Well, we can add that to the list. Thank you very much. Another, watch crime and big business control take over Grand Forks once the Chinese plant is built. I don't think the Chinese plant's going to be built, though. Glad to see Senator Cramer getting behind the restricting of visas coming into the United States from China. And another one on our most recent topic here. Instead of attacking Trump, Republicans need to prove to me they can do better than Trump and not be status quo rhino. There you go. We do have tomorrow West Fargo Police Chief Dennis Otterness talking crime on the program, so we're committing. You want to hear what Joe Biden had to say to a turkey yesterday, Kev?
Oh, I'd love to.
Here you go.
How many turkeys have you got, Kevin? God love you. 9.5 million turkeys. I tell you what, it's like some of the countries I've been to.
What?
Anyway.
What?
You want to talk?
He put the microphone in front of the turkey and said, do you want to talk? If you heard him mumbling at the end there. Do you want to talk? And Then he asked the guy how many turkeys there are, 9.5 million turkeys. He said, sounds like some of the countries I've been to. Is any of this
Were
making sense?
A bunch of turkeys? There's a bunch of turkeys there. They're eating ice cream. Then we went for a bike ride. Are you looking up?
Okay. Dr. Peter McCullough, when we come back. Still to come, Brian Kronk, the Money Man. Stay tuned for that and more straight ahead on
Turkey Sandwich
on Your Mind. PetroServe USA is your home for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus the great specials like Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, buy two, get one free. Deli Express burritos, only $2.99. Old Trapper, 10-ounce, $12.99. 18th Street Deli, a dollar off all their items. Nestle Water, pick up a 28-pack for just $4.59. Those specials and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. And remember, Fridays, free coffee and cappuccino. Every Friday in November, every size, PetroServe USA.
North Dakota is a special place.
Oil and gas supports more than 60,000 jobs in the state of North Dakota.
And the industry is vital to our economy, adding nearly $4 billion in state and local tax revenues.
Why would we buy oil from dictators when we have it right here? We produce it the cleanest, the greenest of anywhere in the world.
Keep creating great jobs and right here in North Dakota.
We support North Dakota oil and gas.
Paid for by American Experiment, North Dakota. AmericanExperimentND.org.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.